Good morning, Carroll County. It's Commissioner Ed Rothstein. I have a few things I want to share with you this morning. I'm going to talk about some of the COVID-19 issues and situation, our weather, a couple of joint meetings that we're having, and the availability that I and my colleagues are committed to having for you. You know, the first thing on my mind, and it's unfortunate, is the continuing challenges we have with COVID-19 and the pandemic. A couple years ago, when we highlighted our healthcare providers, our doctors, those that we called quote unquote on the front lines, we held them in the highest regard. And we gave them food, we went to the hospitals, we went to the fire stations, to EMS because of the exhaustion that they were showing. That's continuing, but I'd like it to get even more because right now what's happening, I believe, is nothing has changed in the sense that the hospitals are still completely overwhelmed. The schools are still going through such challenging times. The EMS, our fire departments, are exhausted in all of their calls. That also includes our emergency operations center. The best two words somebody can give is thank you. And then the next thing is the action. And it's deeds, not words, as a friend of mine used to say. Deeds, not words. In other words, I encourage everyone to continue to focus on getting vaccinated and highlight the value of getting vaccinated to your friends, family, and neighbors. This is not about a constituency. It's about commitment to our community. Continue to wear the face masks. Socially distance yourselves. Wash up when you can. Continue to exercise and stay healthy. These are all things that have shown to be of value. And even if there's a question of its validity or value, my feel is let's continue to work towards getting ourselves as healthy as possible. Wear masks when appropriate. Again, there are no mandates. There are no mandates that we, Carroll County government, are putting on our community. However, we are directing that anyone coming into the Carroll County government buildings and Carroll County government employees in county facilities to wear a mask. We are not mandating vaccines. We are encouraging it. We are not mandating masks in grocery stores or community businesses. We encourage it. And I've seen more and more folks wearing masks in the different stores because they're feeling that it's safety first for them. This virus, the Omicron variant, seems to be very aggressive. There may start being a dip in the numbers, and that's a good thing. But until that really becomes clear, let's continue with the prudent measures, encouraging the vaccines, the boosters, encouraging the mask wearing. These are my thoughts on this, and I want to share my simple thoughts with you. With that said, social media can be a really good avenue to share the positivity of things that are happening, to connect with friends and community and family. It can also be a venue for negativity and for folks that are providing opinions not based on facts, and it becomes an outcry of some challenging times. If there's ever questions on these things that are in social media, I recommend, highly recommend, reach out to our health department. I am so proud of Susan Doyle and Dr. Bob Wack and their leadership for our health department. They have nothing else of interest but in taking care of Carroll County's community. They are wonderful. And before that, it was Ed Singer, Maggie Kuntz, Public Outreach. They're all designed to take care of our county and our community. They don't fabricate things. They do what they are supposed to do, take the facts and work with those and share them. I know I'm going on about this, but it really is top of my mind. Three folks that I know have died from COVID over the last week and a half. Not from something else, and oh, by the way, they also had COVID. No, they died because they were with COVID, regardless of them being vaccinated or unvaccinated. They happened to be unvaccinated. Carroll County, there were 16 deaths. 11 of those were unvaccinated. I don't know about the comorbidities and things of that nature. I just know that there were 16 deaths, 11 of them unvaccinated, middle age between, I think, 40 and 60. With all that said, We are, as a community, trying real hard to do the right things. We have clinic hours for both vaccines, partnering with McDaniel College and other locations. We have testing available over at the Ag Center for the times, and we're trying to make it more and more convenient for the elderly and also for the younger kids to get tested or to get their vaccines. So we're changing some of the times to be more convenient. To get more details on it, go to the health department's website. I'm very proud to share that we are getting support from our state and our National Guard in taking care of Carroll County. We also, on Tuesday, will start monoclonal infusion availability at Carroll Hospital. These are all very good things. 75.5%, give or take, are vaccinated here in Carroll County. That's great. However, with that said, we still have a 21.7% positivity of the virus. Those numbers are there. What I look at more is how the hospital's capacity is and what's going on. So please take care of yourselves. The last thing I just want to share, a couple of real quick things, the weather. We've had a couple of storms. Safety first, and please stay off the roads as we're seeing the heavy equipment come through for salting, for putting down the chemicals, for plowing. If when in doubt, please pull over, allow these vehicles to pass through. If you need to be at some place, I've learned my lessons, safety first, and don't try to rush through it. I was passed by a pickup truck going at least 30, 40 miles faster than the speed limit. I'm like, are you crazy? And maybe, but it was on a snowy road. And I honestly pray that he stayed safe, regardless of his decision making. We will continue to try to update you with the weather calls. I try to do it as quickly as I can. I'm so proud of our team in the work that they do in getting our roads cleaned and our public facilities cleared and cleaned up for good operations. Upcoming, we have a Joint Board of Education meeting on February 23rd. It was pushed to the right to February in order to get to the governor's budget, which just came out the other day. Now there's an understanding of what's in the state budget, and the Board of Education is more prepared, along with us, to have these joint conversations. So February 23rd will be an open meeting with the Board of Education. Our State of the County will be February 22nd. It's an opportunity for myself and my colleagues to share with you what's on our mind. And it will be held at the Community Arts Center. Masks will be required in the Arts Center. That's their rules, and we're going to adhere to their rules are. But I do look forward to sharing with you what's on my mind in the State of the County, for those that are there and those that will see it afterwards. My last comment is, as always, I'm available for you. So please reach out to me, whether it be by email or phone. I will make myself as available to you as possible to provide you the facts as I find them, because the facts are the facts, or provide you some of my thoughts regarding some of the activities that are happening. We're about ready to go into our budget season, which is really a March, April, May timeframe. So that will be the decision-making deliberation time for us to get together. Always transparent for you to watch, and also for you to reach out to us for your ideas as well. Okay, I think I've gone a few seconds over, so let me just leave it with this. Life is always good, and it's even better with you as friends, community, and neighbors. This is Commissioner Ed Rothstein signing off. Have a wonderful day and stay warm. Thanks.